These stories are the junk that's in our trunk. Our trunk, our trunk, our trunk. The junk in our trunk. Read them out.
Maths test time. Is everyone excited?
Can we go?
You know, no. Jess and I aren't good at maths.
I know.
Well, I wanted to see, because I have a lot of confidence in you here, guys, about being able to complete this very, very brief maths test.
See, now I'm nervous.
Is this lulling us into a false sense of security?
I hope not.
Or building us up so we're higher to fall.
Ah. Goodbye. That could be a fun little prank.
You've been gilled.
Yeah. Nicky Stitcher. Oh, you've been gilled. This is rich.
This is rich.
What about guillotine?
Oh, that's brilliant.
That is good. Ducko, you got a whoosh. Like a sound
effect. That's a big ask.
What did you just ask
for? Have you got a
like a gill? Have you got a guillotine sound effects ready to go with no
he's
notice
got
whatsoever?
He's a wizard.
I don't think
he's
I've
a
got
wizard
a
on the button.
And anything he doesn't have, he can do with his mouth. Do it.
Here's the guillotine.
Yeah,
there
I mean,
go. Good enough.
A little animalistic, but I don't mind it. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why I bring this up is because there is an influencer that is being praised by her fans. Skye Wheatley, you might remember her. You won't. She came third on the 2014 version of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Third.
In this country.
In this country.
Oh. Jesus.
She's an influencer that is raw and honest.
Yeah, oh, she's so real.
Just open.
And shared with the world that she has her strengths and weaknesses and that learning was not for her.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's not for me either.
I mean.
So much so that there is a maths problem that she shared with her followers that she said, I wouldn't even know what that is. It's gibberish to me.
Okay.
And the maths problem was, are you ready?
Yes.
You don't have to buzz in with your names. Just tell me if you can or can't
solve it. I'm actually so nervous.
Here it is. 2 × 8.
16?
I know it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
16?
It's 16.
You nailed it, guys.
I was scared.
I thought
I was
Nick
like...
said you don't have to answer it, just tell me if you know it. So I do know it.
Well, I was scared. I was like, is that a trick question? Is something else coming on top of that?
It's like the two, like I know times tables under pressure, you can get overwhelmed, whatever, but this wasn't under pressure. She wasn't on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
She brought it up. She's just like if you ask me what 2 × 8 was, then I
wouldn't
know. It's just gibberish to me. And it's understandable. And then a lot of people are just coming out and saying, like, good on you for admitting this.
Yeah. I mean, didn't have to bring it up.
She did not.
Yeah.
Do we praise that? I don't know. Like, I appreciate acknowledging strengths and weaknesses, but, you know.
It's the beautiful rawness of her acknowledging that, you know what I mean? Like, just far honest.
She's going to Snapchat her birth and all that sort of gear and admit to not knowing times tables. It's all in her wheelhouse.
Hopefully it's a water birth. You never know.
Oh, totally. There might be some maths involved.
Hey, thoughts on this for the nicotine? I mean, was it?
Guillotine. I'm not getting people addicted to me.
Like,
that might be a side effect, but the guillotine is where I stitch you up.
Mate, love we've just nicotine. Come up with so many things for you. So you've been guillotined. Nah, it doesn't work, does it? I'll come back with something.
It's a bit too like technotronic for that one, yeah. I think. It needs to be more
the French
medieval.
Revolution.
You know what I should have done? You've been guillotined.
And transported to some nondescript European country.
When in doubt, Europe it out.
Hello, Newcastle. You had me at hello.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
To infinity and beyond. Good morning, Newcastle. You're welcome.
Was that the 24 timer?
Yes, it was. We're launching.
You Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
Well, there's a bit going on here, guys.
There is a lot of moving parts.
Is SpaceX launching today? Yes, it is. Hence, we're launching into space to infinity and beyond. Is that a new opener?
Great, I love it.
Yes, it is.
But today,
I think it works. It's a yes from me for today. Anything other than today.
I mean,
even in 31
it.
Minutes' time, it's run its course. Once SpaceX launches its manned
it's
rocket.
Yesterday's news.
Your faces when I was doing that were like, what is going on?
I was like, I can't think of one Jack Bauer quote, and he's managed to dig one up he wants to do every day.
I want to get the launching thing of SpaceX in there.
Nah, good.
SpaceX is Elon Musk's rocket.
Yes, the world's first reusable rocket. So you might remember, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, this beautiful footage of two rockets touching back down in the exact spots that they were supposed to.
We all remember that footage, hey, Jess?
First time. Jess?
Just smile and nod.
Yes, let him
it
go.
It was a big moment in his day. It's not nice that we don't remember it.
Anyway, so now they're putting people in those reusable rockets because it costs like $4 billion to build a rocket and then it just goes off into space junk. Not with Elon's.
I love the idea of it coming back and reusable, but as the astronaut, knowing that you're in a rocket that is a fraction of the cost of the other rockets that have made it into space, would you not be nervous? Are we going to talk to the astronauts at any point?
Like you,
is, you know, the Today Show crossing into the cabin? Because I'd love to know what's going through there.
There's 30 minutes until the countdown. Like, you can buy a secondhand car, that's all good, but a secondhand rocket, don't know if you get me in one of those.
You don't reckon the Russians are getting on Gumtree? Like, ooh, I wonder if these... Where's it going?
Bidding war.
Yeah, 400 million or nearest offer.
No, I don't think that's happening. It couldn't be. But anyway, that is happening live in half an hour. So we will, I'm sure Nick will cross in to give us updates on that.
I'll be in Cape Canaveral in the States.
We have no choice.
Somehow in half an hour.
And the other big news of the day, footy's back, guys.
Oh, yeah. Today's the day.
Today's the day. Sport is back. NRL is back. I mean, we have missed it. I can't wait.
Yeah, Broncos Eels tonight.
Broncos Eels tonight.
Eels. Worst mascot for a sporting club.
Eels are just the worst team in general.
Slippery, ugly creatures.
Yeah, just like the team. We've got James Bracey from Channel 9 coming on to chat to us about the season kicking off as well. But how do you guys want to start the show today?
Oh, how about a little bit of shoveling?
Absolutely, oh, mate.
Yes, no, Ash. If you reckon you can speak to us for like 20 to 30 seconds and all you got to do is not say yes and not say no, give us a buzz right now on 13 10 60. And you could get yourself a grazing gift pack from the Gift Box Co. Or...
Yeah, what else?
A family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens who have reopened. You can book your tickets online.
What do you have to do?
All you got
to
do is not say yes, not say no. Call us on 13 10 60. It's that easy.
Nick, Jess and Duckers.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes or no.
Here is the game where you just don't say yes, you don't say no, you speak to us for 20 or 30 seconds. The only other rules you've got to follow is answer the questions that we ask you and don't take too long or you're going to get a shovel right to the face.
To the face.
In the face!
Kathy in Elmore Vale. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Oh, good. Oh, she's firing on all cylinders this morning. Kathy!
Damn it.
How's the morning been so far?
Very well, thank you. And yours?
Oh, thank you for asking. Really good. Really good.
Jess already loves you, Kathy. hey, Kathy, you familiar with this game? Or do you listen to it much in the car?
I am, and I'll listen to it in the mornings.
Have you ever called in before?
No.
Oh, go back tomorrow.
Kathy, yeah, try again tomorrow. I like your vibe, girlfriend. Yeah. Kieran is in Madawi. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. You're no stranger to the yes-no game.
I called up yesterday.
That's funny. Are you a sandwich guy, Kieran? Do you eat sandwiches?
I don't.
Okay. You don't eat sandwiches at all. What do you eat with kind of fillings on it?
Ham, cheese.
Okay. What, a tomato?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. If you're not eating a sandwich, why don't you put a ham, cheese and tomato in?
Yeah.
I just don't eat them raw.
Oh, okay. Go bunless, go breadless.
Breadless,
right.
A ham salad.
Nice, very, very delicious. Mm. I'm glad we're talking about Kieran's lunch. Is that what you've got today? You got a salad today, Kieran?
I don't. I'm on my way home from work.
What do you do, Kieran?
I'm a correctional officer.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Did you come to Meet a Meat at Meat?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I thought you might have because there was one there.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Do you like watching the, you know, prison shows and stuff, Kieran, or are they not an accurate representation of what you do?
I don't really watch them, so I can't really say if they're accurate or not.
What's your go-to? What's your vibe, Kieran? Like, what are you watching right now?
I tend to not really focus on anything. Mainly it's cooking shows and kids shows on at my house.
Cooking shows, that's fun.
And from a fashion perspective, do you truly believe that orange is the new black?
I don't.
Oh, give it up.
Oh, Kieran.
You are the
coolest customer we have had in a long time. Would you like the grazing gift pack from our mates at the Gift Box Co., or do you want to take the family to the Hunter Valley Gardens?
Hunter Valley Gardens Place.
Absolutely. They have reopened. You can book tickets online, but you don't need to do that. Keza, you will be there.
Keza.
I've gone Keza there. I've gone real friendly with our corrections officer,
mate. How do you feel about Keza?
It goes all right.
It goes all right.
Thanks.
Listen to the Nick, Jess and Ducko podcast straight after the show. Hit 106.9.
131060, we're asking the question, who is still packing your lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, genuine lunch.
Genuine
lunch. Yeah, you've really got to specify.
Do you though? No. What does that even mean?
Doesn't matter.
Trust me, move on.
So what's the story?
A woman is being shamed on a Facebook group, which we know happens a lot, but divided as to whether this deserved to be honest.
What group was it again?
It's called The Tradie's Wife.
Beautiful group.
Yeah, I don't, like, you can imagine who's in this group, but they're all going at each other because a woman has shared the lunch that she packs for hubby every day. It looks very healthy. She says it's cheaper and fresher than him buying takeaway every day.
Mm.
Looks like a nice little wholemeal sandwich, some carrot sticks, couple of mandarins.
A grown man eating carrot sticks on a tradie site is quite hilarious.
I mean, we don't know what his cholesterol levels are.
No,
maybe
we don't.
That's on doctor's orders.
But what are the normal posts on the tradie's wife? Like, my moron husband can fend for himself.
Ha! Yeah. Well, almost, because everyone is basically like, stop treating him like he's your child. He's a grown man. Man, and
they're on a Facebook group called Tradie's Wife.
Like, yeah, to be honest,
what are you doing?
Look at the house my hubby built.
I feel like it is. It's kind of nice, but I mean, when you delve into their 40s, I don't know. I guess there is room for maybe a little bit of judgment, but we don't want to judge too quickly.
No,
is this happening? Who's still packing your lunch? Maybe you still live with mum and dad, and you're in your 40s.
Yeah,
and mum makes something for you every day,
like Step Brothers the movie.
Yeah,
exactly like that.
Perfect example.
And they're normal. 301060, Hannah in Maitland, talk to us. Are you still packing your husband's lunch?
Yes, and I have for probably over 10 years now, every day.
It's the same thing every day, Hannah, or do you mix it up? Is he your little guinea pig for a new recipe?
Every day.
What is
it? No, the same thing. So he eats sort of like chicken, rice, veggies, pretty much the same thing. If I tried to make something fancier, he would go, oh, dull, just give me the chicken and rice, I'm good. He's so simple.
Chicken and rice, so easy, healthy.
He's so simple.
And,
this is your husband, yeah, Hannah?
Yes, yeah. He works in an underground mine and there's no fridges, there's no electricity down there, so he just, it's simple and then I don't have to worry about it. It's done.
And Hannah, has he ever reported back that he gets some slack from the other people
the
in
boys.
The side? Like, oh, you know, you had to get a packed lunch or whatever?
No, they're jealous.
Yeah. Very
good, their girlfriends and partners don't do that.
Everyone giving this woman, you know, crap online, they're just jealous.
I'd be jealous.
Yeah.
If you came with packed lunch from Georgette, I'd be so jealous.
Oh, I'd be stoked.
Mark is in Cardiff. Who's still packing your lunch, Mark?
My wife packs my lunch for me every day.
Every day? Lovely. What? Same thing every day, like Hannah?
No, not the same thing. We'll mix it up a bit. But, yeah, generally, I'll have like little packets of nuts and whatnot, and she'll actually make individual little Tupperware containers full of nuts and fruit every day. And I stop a fair bit of slack from the boys that work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the boys.
A little bit of scrogging.
Yeah.
Do you have feedback for the chef ever, Mark? Like, do you give a feedback on things you liked or didn't like?
No, ever.
Yeah, good, smart man.
Yeah.
Very smart man.
Yeah,
to be fair, I would give anyone's, like, those little, you know, the little packets of sultanas. Like, nothing screams primary school more than those little
roll-ups. I love a roll-up. I think that'd rip my fillings out there.
If I was going to make Angus's lunch, you'd slip an LCM in
Absolutely.
There. Just for a laugh.
A little Nutella.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Okay, Jay, sweetie.
My lunch for Georgette would just be Dunkaroos.
Just be not mad about it.
A vat of...
Kate on 131060 out of Maitland. Do you pack your partner's lunch?
I don't anymore. I used to. We're not together anymore. I used to pack his lunch every day. If he didn't stay at mine the night before, I'd either drop it off to him on my way to work because I'm a nurse, or I'd even take it and drop it to work for him. And the boys would be so, like, jealous, just not happy, like, rock up with a hot lunch. Sometimes if I had time, I'd even, like, cook something fresh from home if I had the day off and drive it all the way to his work.
Kate!
Jeez.
Going the extra mile there.
Literally.
Are you still single, Kate, or are you with someone now?
No, I'm single.
Oh, there you go. Boys in Newcastle. I mean, Kate, she's ready to go. She'll cook you a lunch and drive it to your work.
Kate, we are... Well, thank you for sharing. Great commitment to the cause. We're going to hook you up with a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens, if you like. They've reopened.
Awesome.
You can book your tickets online. But, yeah, thanks to everyone who got involved. That's,
Yeah.
Kate, I should step up my game.
Yes. Asking for a friend, Kate, do you do breakfast as well?
I actually used to do breakfast. So I used to get up and do coffee in the morning and I'd do toast.
Oh my God.
Heaven.
Come home from work and he'd have cooked dinners.
Kate, Ducko's going to get your number offline. Stay on there.
Kate, we'll see you soon. We'll see you here tomorrow morning.
For all of today's trending news, head to nbnnews.com.au. Right now at
hits.com.au. Well, guys, we've done trending nows from like 1939 about World War II. They haven't been that up to date, but this news just came in the last 90 seconds.
90 seconds. This is hot off the press.
About 3 minutes ago, I said that history was about to be made. The first private spaceship, first SpaceX, Elon Musk's space company, manned spaceship to go into space, was going to launch on American soil for the first time in 9 years. They just called it off.
Just like that.
Literally, as soon as Tones and I started wailing, the news flashed across.
We played the song. It's like, quick, Doco, press play on the song. We'll come back to it. It's the best day ever. We played Tones and I was like, and it's called off.
It's a little bit overcast.
No, there is a tropical storm brewing over the Atlantic.
There's a slight breeze. There's a slight breeze and some clouds.
There's a slight breeze in the distance. We cannot take off on this trip. What a letdown.
Oh, my God. Can we hear from Elon? It was 2 minutes to launch. What?
They were sitting in there ready to go. How did they not know the weather was already going to be bad?
Why did no one speak to Gav Morris? I mean, I don't understand.
Where was the communications with Houston?
Oh, I don't know. They don't want to take any risks. So they're going to do it Saturday American time, which is going to be Sunday morning for us.
What time will that be for us?
So do you guys want to do a show Sunday morning?
Absolutely.
Well, we already do the catch-up Sunday night. I mean, can't we just...
I'll tell you what, you come in here early Sunday and we will see how we go.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
you can broadcast it live.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. We are staying on the air until they breach the atmosphere, all that sort of jazz.
In that situation then, Nick, would they actually say, Houston, we have a problem?
They could. I don't know where their base of operations is. I assume it's still Houston. But if it is...
Oh, my God, is Houston the place they're referring to?
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
Houston, we have a problem.
I thought it was a person.
Hey, you know,
they kept hiring a man named Houston.
All the pressure's on Houston.
100%, 100%. Trending right now. In other news, boys, I have seriously drooled over a pair of shoes. Like, oh, my God, I want them so much. They may be out of my price range or I was window shopping. I'm like, gimme, gimme, gimme. Mm. Like that scene in Sex and the City where Carrie Bradshaw sees those pair of shoes.
Oh, we all know that.
Yeah, I know. That season, is that season?
Hello.
That's season four or episode
seven.
Seven, yep.
Great, exactly. Hello, precious. Hello, pretty. Hello, beautiful. Something like that, and she's stroking the glass.
Lord of the
get
Rings.
It.
Hello, precious. Yeah, now you're on my page.
You get it. I don't know if our level of love for shoes, though, comes anywhere close to a man in Thailand who has been arrested for allegedly stealing his neighbor's shoes over the past 2 years. 126 pairs he's collected.
What? Of his neighbor's shoes?
Of his neighbor's shoes.
Well, he's got a foot fetish, a shoe fetish.
One particular type of shoe. He's a big fan of the thongs. So much so, not just to wear, but he does do that because wearing them around his house turns him on.
Oh, jeez.
He likes to cuddle and kiss
thongs. Oh, my God.
Ugh. What?
He takes them off his feet and rubs them all over his body before having sex with them.
What? Hang on, Nick, how does someone have sex with a thong?
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of openings. Like, it's not a closed toe.
Are you saying it'd be easy?
I'm saying it would be. Absolutely, it'd be easy.
How would you do it?
What do you mean? You just put it on there and...
Rob? Is that how you're doing it?
I don't even know how to, like, jokingly answer that question.
he's still thinking about SpaceX over there. Okay.
So rocket would be harder to do this with than a pair of thongs. At least this guy, you know.
He could find a way with a rocket.
It's back, baby. Footy tonight. Broncos, Eels, after an hiatus as a result of coronavirus. Footy is back.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to hear how the game goes tonight. There's going to be no crowd. And look, people have had to have flu jabs and all kinds of stuff in order for this to be able to happen.
I think the Warriors players are even just living in Australia now, which would be pretty intense.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing is that coronavirus has taken a toll on so many things around the world. And in order to get this over the line for the safety of the community and the players and all this kind of stuff, the NRL have secretly behind the scenes been making quite a few tweaks to the game in order to be able to play it.
What do you mean, like new rules and stuff?
New rules, things like that. And in order to get this going, they've actually had to do a few trial games to see if all of this sort of stuff works.
Oh, in practice, yeah.
Behind closed doors.
And to get everybody across it, they've actually got commentators to commentate on the games to make sure that they're across the rules and understand it and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, we got some leaked audio.
What?
Of one of these trial games with the new measures in place for the NRL to be able to operate. And I'll tell you what, we're going to play some of it now. It is a different sounding game. Here's some of the audio.
Tops and bottoms in between. Use a lot of soap or use hand sanitizer. Now we're clean, squeaky clean.
There's the new national anthem all done. The pre-game bull swab is complete. Players are warm. And before we kick off, thank you to the sponsor of the Players' Mask today. You can kiss my mask, PPE.
Well, Frankie, here we go. There's the kickoff. Ball lands about 10 metres out. Ponga takes it comfortably.
KB with a strong hit up down the right side. Oh, no. Josh Adokar's not able to maintain the new 3-foot rule there.
3-foot rule? Hang on. Did they borrow that from the netball?
Yeah, mate. All players must stay 3 feet from each other. So now he has to stand next to Ponga, out of play, and they get a free pass.
Oh, bloody rookie move from Adokar.
Munster with the intercept for the Storm and he's flying, but oh no, what a huge hit. Well, it would have been if tackling was still allowed.
You're not wrong. Look at Fitzgibbon there using that new rule where you've got to yell tackle 3 times. That's held play 2. Melbourne on the attack.
Hughes to Munster, to Smith, and oh no, he's broken the line. Clemmer pleading with the referee. But the replay shows he only said tackle 2 times.
2 times? It's like these guys have never tackled before. Knights with the ball, Safidi offloads to Moga, who flicks it out to Edric Lee, who threads the legally required 6-foot-wide needle, and he's over!
And listen to the crowd sound effect. Everybody watching on Zoom has pressed their cheer button, and that's sent to our sound guy. He'll turn the volume up based on how many people have pressed it.
Yeah, the atmosphere here is electrically transmitted.
I'm down here with Mitchell Pearce. Mitch, amazing scenes. You must be happy with the win.
Yeah, it was a great finish from the
board. Mate, sorry, you're a bit close there. Can you just take a few steps back?
Yeah, it was just great finish from the boys. Glad to get the 2 points.
Bit further?
Yeah, it was a great finish from the boys.
Further! Further!
It was a great finish from the boys. Glad to get the 2 points.
Didn't hear a bloody word he said.
Hey, guys, I think it was on Tuesday I spoke to you guys about we had a thing living in our attic.
Yeah, making noise.
Making loud noise in our attic, and I was convinced it was a creature. And I told you about how I've made up, because we have one of those drop-down attics that has the stairs that come down like in horror movies with the drop light, and it's really creepy, the dust comes out. And my partner's called Morgan. I've made up a little that her twin, evil twin, like in The Simpsons, Bart's evil twin, called Borgen, lives in the attic.
Yeah, conducting experiments and such.
And when she gets hungry, she bangs.
Throw up a 2-minute noodle packet and just go about your day.
So we always joke, like, got to feed Borgen. Has anyone checked on Borgen lately? When it rains, Borgen gets scared. Like, it's a running joke in the household, right?
I love that Borgen has feelings and, like, feels fear.
I just love the name Borgen.
Sometimes I'll get a broom and tap the roof, like, Borgen, you good? Anyway, my actual partner, Morgan, is starting to get a little bit sick of the Borgen chat in the household because, as you know, I've rinsed it. but last night, something happened, right? So Morgan has done, my actual partner, has done the washing.
You don't need to, we know you're saying Morgan. Unless you've started a fling with Borgen, it's just, you don't need to clarify.
This is a bit for my mentality now.
Okay.
So she's done the washing, right? She's washed our bed sheets and pillow covers. She did it in that day, yesterday. She's then taken one, so she says, pillow cover, and put it on our bed, right? Then the rest of the washing comes later. We have to put our sheets on. We're putting our sheets on. This is like 6 hours later. We're missing one of our pillow covers, a matching pillow cover.
What happened in between that she didn't just do it all?
Well, she didn't want to make the bed without me because, I mean, that's a tough task. No one wants to do that without someone else.
Fair. It's so annoying getting that fitted sheet on. Okay,
so she's like, I'll put it there. I'll wait for Ducker to get home, whatever. Puts everything down there. Anyway, later on that night, we're putting it on before we go to bed and we're just missing the new matching pillow cover, right? And she was like, where is it? I've no idea where this pillow cover is. We're checking everywhere. Under the bed has Pam the dog taken it. We're checking in Pam's bed. We're checking on the couch, outside, on the line of the laundry. This went on for 45 minutes.
Looking for the missing pillowcase.
Yeah, and because I always joke, like, because Morgan right now is in between jobs. She's about to start a new one. I always joke that, like, her brain's getting lazy because she hasn't used it in a while.
Yeah, fair.
Just take, and I'm like, this is another thing that you've done. And I was like, or...
How does that go down?
Mate, not great. This is why I think the search went for so long. She's like, no, I'm going to find it. I did it. I put it there. And I was like, maybe Morgan took it. And then... The weirdest thing happened because we couldn't find it. She started to actually think that I was hiding the pillow cover for content. And she turns to me and she says, is this a radio thing? Are you pretending that Borgen ate it?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I swear it's not. I don't have the pillow cover. I don't have it. I don't know where it is. And she was convinced it was me. So she's like, you're not caring about the pillow cover. Why aren't you caring about it? You're not that distressed. I was like, because it's a pillow cover. I was like, it's a pillow cover. I don't care.
It'll
like,
turn up somewhere.
Exactly, right?
And like Borgen will have stockpiled it with all your single socks that you've lost.
Yes. So I was like, and then all of a sudden, she was like, I want to go to the attic and check it out. I was like, Morgan, we are not going to check if our imaginary partner, Borgen, has taken the pillow cover. And she's like,
you're dating Borgen. It's getting
real.
But also, to be fair, Ducko, now I'm starting to doubt you.
Well, so I was starting to doubt me. And I was starting to laugh. And you know when you're like, I'm trying to tell the truth. I was like, I'm telling the truth. And she's like, you're being very, very cagey. I was like, it's not me. This went on till like 10:30 at night. We're looking for this pillow cover last night. I wanted to go to bed. I was so over it. I was trying to help her find it. Eventually, I've given up. I'm lying in bed. Guess where it was, which didn't look good on me.
Inside the other pillow cover.
No, we checked that. Oh. So
hanging from the ceiling?
Sort of. So, so when I get my clothes ready for the show the night before, so I don't wake Morgan up, I put them on like this like towel rack in our bathroom. I chuck my clothes on the bed. I'd picked up my clothes, including one pillow cover. Chucked it up where I put my clothes, and it was under my clothes, so no one could see it. Aww. Morgan has then come back and gone, it was you trying to pretend it was Borgen. This was in your clothes you were going to take to work. And I was like, this looks really bad on me. It was not me. I promise. So now, every time I mention Borgen in the household, she's getting real sus. Borgen's becoming real.
Yeah, I would drop that. I would stop that.
13:10:60 right now, though. Share with us your scary animal encounters. Could be any animal, as long as it's scary.
I would almost rather the animal not usually be scary, but the encounter with... Yes, mine actually involves a goose.
Yeah. Oh,
but we'll get to that in a second.
It could be a swan, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Swans them coming are scary. At you with the arms flapping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have a swan encounter. You go.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
You've triggered something.
If you could take us to Italy, please, Ducko.
Mate, it would be my absolute pleasure. Whereabouts in Italy, just so I can get it right?
We're going to go to the Dolomites.
Sure.
Anyway, so...
I really want to ask him to take us to Rome, just to see what the...
Oh, okay, sorry, stop that.
Let's
quickly duck off to Rome.
Sure, okay, hold on, let's just go to Rome, heading to Rome.
Ah, here we are.
There we go, the smells.
Anyway, this happened in the Dolomites, and a guy by the name of Alessandro Breda, who's a 12-year-old boy... was gathering some pine nuts or pine seeds or something like that in the woods.
As one does.
As one does.
In the woods. Is this a fairy tale? Isn't this how Hansel and Gretel started? What do you mean?
And they stumbled across a witch.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was just walking and behind him, there's footage of this which has gone viral, behind this 12-year-old boy, I reckon probably about between 6 and 8 metres, so not very far, this bear, which is... I reckon a good half foot taller than me.
So that, how many Nick Gill? Is that a Nick Gill plus a foot?
Yeah, Nick Gill 1.1 Nick Gills.
That's big.
Just start stalking this 12-year-old boy.
On all fours?
On all fours to start with. And then it stands up and you're like, whoa, that thing is huge, right? Anyway, the boy, who's 12, let me know if you would be this composed. The first thing he says to his mum, in Italian, so we're not going to play the audio because it doesn't make sense to... us English speakers.
We can't subtitle the radio.
Yeah. Can not everyone speak Italian?
He says to his mum, photo, photo.
2020, if that is not 2020.
You reckon that's 2020? Then the mum of the boy goes, don't worry, I already am.
Tick a talk, tick a talk.
Anyway, so then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so then the stepdad, the partner of the mum, starts quietly saying, hey, Alessandro, or Ale, as they call him.
Ale.
Just don't take your eyes off him, but don't look him directly in the eye and keep stepping away. This 12-year-old, cool as you like, still holding onto his little pine nuts, just casually walks away from the bear, keeps looking back at him, not looking in the eyes, but making sure he doesn't take the eyes off the bear, and then just walks away. And then Grandma down the bottom of the hill ruins it all, because you're not supposed to alarm bears by just going, Alessandro! When he finally sees the bear.
There's something about an Italian grandma to it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we want to know your scary animal encounters because it is intense.
Let's share the footage at Nick Jess Ducko. I love a petting zoo, boys. I'm 29, but if there is a petting zoo at, like, you know, a market or a local event, festival, fate.
Oakvale, get there.
I am drawn to the petting zoo. I like sitting there with a little guinea pig, whatever.
You become a child again, don't you?
100%. It's so sweet. And then the kids are like, she's too big. Get her out. Shut up. It's my turn for a chicken.
Jess is kicking children around.
But there was one petting zoo. This is when I lived in regional Victoria that had some geese wandering around, such majestic creatures. But one got a little bit, maybe distressed by some of the yapping children and started getting a little bit fidgety. And you can't really put a leash on a goose, you know. What's the farmer meant to do? He's just kind of trying to settle them down a bit.
Yeah.
I was in the wrong position. Little nip on the butt from this little goose. I was like, right. I'm leaving. That's me done at this petting zoo. And now I'm...
Did it hurt?
Do you know what? It wasn't too bad. I was wearing denim, thankfully. If I was wearing a legging, may have been a bit more damaging. Yeah. But yeah, a little...
Or bare skin would hurt.
Yeah. Why would you be bare skin around a goose?
If it got you on the leg or something, you're wearing shorts.
Oh, okay.
You
know what I mean? I was still in the butt region.
He's wearing a G-string to the animals.
Well, that would be a hazard for plenty of kids and animals.
I remember waking up on a camping trip and we'd just gone to a music festival, so we're all just sleeping outside. I was in a swag and I woke up and a friend of mine's eyes just go really, really wide. And he goes, don't make any sudden moves because you have got a giant huntsman on your cheek.
Oh,
and I could kind of see across my vision like a bit of a brown line, and that was its leg.
Oh.
It was this enormous thing that took up my whole cheek and its legs were across my eye. And I knew that if I made a sudden movement, it would probably, I don't know, bite me. I don't know what big spiders do. And so I just had to, like, slowly get my hand and pick it up and just throw it off.
God. But
wouldn't you have just flicked it? I would have just flicked it.
Yeah, I was scared that if I flicked it, it would get a little bite in. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, enclose its pincers in my hand.
Yes, get a good grasp on it.
Yuck.
Oh, God, what was your swan trauma?
So
do you want to share?
It was actually, it was in Canberra, in Lake Burley Griffin, their main river, and we were actually rowing, and I was in a bow cox boat, because, yes, I was the cox, ha, 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 steer the boat.
Struck.
A bow cox boat means I'm sitting behind the rowers with my head, like, tucked in, so I'm, like, lying down the bow of the boat.
Oh, God, so not only do you just yell stroke, you're also lying down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not lazy enough to just be sitting there?
I knew I didn't want to tell this story. Anyway, I'm sitting there lying down, and they have lots of swans and stuff there, and one popped up, like, right next to us, like, right next to me, and it's, like, making its noise.
Oh, the honk!
And the oar hit it in the neck, and it's, like, and it just went under the water. And I don't know what happened to it. Yeah.
Oh, little swan.
It resurfaced. And flew away and was fine.
It was, I mean, it wasn't intentional, but...
Of course.
Yeah, but just, geez. Whew, scary animal encounters, am I right, guys? When you're in a river and a swan comes at you.
And that's why you don't be a cop.
That's why you don't lie down in a boat. Just
131060. Animals in the wrong places. Scary animal encounters
is what we're after. If you've got one, give us a buzz.
We also have a grazing gift pack from the Gift Box Co. So 131060, give us a call. We're talking scary animal encounters.
Yeah, 12-year-old boy Alessandro Breda in the Dolomites had a bear stalking him, like 6 to 8 metres behind him. This bear was probably close to 7 foot tall.
Jesus.
And he just casually walked away because he understood that that's what you need to do. Don't alarm the bear. Just casually walk away.
But make sure mum's filming.
It's gone viral. Check out the video. Now, the bit that I didn't read out before is this seemingly trying to be reassuring statement from the national park. There are between 82 and 93 bears residing in an area that includes the nature park of nearly 600 square miles. but conflicts between human and bear are rare. I mean, there have only been 3 maulings in the area since 2014. I'm not sure only 3 maulings would have been the reassuring bit in the 12-year-old's head as he walked away.
From a bear? Yeah. You know, like if you said, oh, Pandemic Pam, the 8-week-old puppy, mauled.
Yeah, but that's cute.
But a bear?
I'd rather, like, there's been 3 bear attacks. I'm like, okay, attacks, but maulings.
Maulings.
You were getting mauls.
Fantastic.
Kirsten in Wall's End, what was your scary animal encounter?
Okay, so I know this technically isn't an animal, and I do realise a lot of people know this, but I have just recently learned that cockroaches can fly.
Oh, isn't that the most terrifying
thing? Are you
joking?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're gross when they fly. They don't often do it, but when they do, it catches you by surprise, doesn't it, Kirsten?
It does, yeah.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. What happened? Did it, like, one come at you, or just this fact is enough to scare you, Kirsten?
No, my daughter was like, Mum, there's a cockroach, can you please get it? And it was above my head, and I went to go scrape it, and it flew at my face.
Oh man.
Oh, cockroach on the face.
Cockroach mauling.
So I consider my 2-year-old Harriet to be the bravest girl in the world because she sees cockroaches and she seeks them out and then just starts poking them.
Oh, my God.
She's just like,
with a
Daddy,
stick at least? Or
no, just with her hand. Which is gross.
I wonder if that'll change as she gets older or if she'll keep doing it.
I don't know, because she's
become
scared
a bug
of everything.
Lady.
Yeah, but like she's scared of the sound of crickets at night, but then we'll walk up. She can't say it. She's like, what roach? And then just starts poking it.
Maybe if it flies and attacks her, it mauls her, it'll be different.
Jeez, Paul is in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Nick, Jess and Ducko. It is Paul from, I'm actually on my way through to my work there at Caves Beach at Butler Equipment, and last week only... with the cold weather and everything else, I parked my new Ford Ranger just on the side of the mountain there at Caves Beach where we are. And the afternoon, I got in my car, driving home back towards Raymond Terrace, and I heard this knock, knock, knocking in underneath the car, and I jumped out, had a look. It was getting a bit dark, couldn't see anything. Drove a bit further over the Swansea Bridge there, and it got worse. I jumped out, and it started raining at that stage and dark. I chucked a bit of cardboard down on the ground, stuck my head under the front wheel arch to see what was going on, and stuck a torch on my phone, having a bit of a look around, and not a foot beside me, this massive ruddy snake fell out from underneath the front of the bonnet, not a foot away from my scone. Let's say it was a good underpant washing moment.
Oh, you know you're alive when a snake falls out of your car onto your head.
Because they get in through the tyres, don't they? And they get up and in.
That is terrifying. I love that the snake was knocking. Like, excuse me, Paul, this is my stop. I'll just jump out of here. Thank you, you can pull over.
Caves is where I was trying to go.
Thanks for the ride, Paul.
Yeah, if nothing else, that story was rich with detail. So thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah. What a storyteller.
Fantastic.
I can picture all the places.
I know.
Seriously, if you guys are ever sick, Paul, come on in.
Lauren and Anna Bay on 131060, what's your scary animal encounter?
Good morning, guys. Now, look, mine didn't take place in the woods, but it took place in the Aussie bush.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, we lived in a small country town just north of here, and every day after school, us kids would just go dump our bags at home, grab the shovel, grab our bike and head out to the bush and build jumps and ramps and all the jazz that you did back in the day. And this one particular day, we decided to build a new track. And this bush was directly beside my house that I grew up in. And so all the kids would sort of congregate at my house and we'd head out. We decided to build this new track that was fresh berms, fresh ramps, all this jazz. And so there's a lot of ground disturbance. And all of a sudden, we were sort of, you know, standing around making our next plan. And all of a sudden, I just felt this burning coming from my legs, and I looked down and I was actually standing on this massive wasp nest that was in the ground.
In the ground?
I have no idea what kind of wasp it was, but they were small and they had nested in the ground and I was standing right in their nest.
Ah, the old dirt wasp.
The old ground dirt wasp at the bike track.
Oh my God.
We used to a lot of dirt then, like we grew up in dirt pretty much, but this was a whole new level. And my mum, she was back at the house and she just said she heard this blood-curdling scream coming from the bush. She
Fair
thought I'd
enough.
Been bit by a snake or something. And so I ran home. My legs were red and raw and, like, burning. And she looked at me and said, what happened? I said, it was wasp. She's like, wasp? That's nothing. Off you go and play.
Dust it off.
Yeah, dust
it off. Here's a teaspoon of concrete, Lauren. Had an arm, mummy. Wow.
Oh, geez, full on.
James is in Newcastle. Scary animal encounters?
Yeah, well, I was about 12,
camping in the middle of the Rocky Mountains in Canada, and we were sitting there having breakfast on a table. And
James, are you still in Canada? It sounds like you're very far away.
Yeah, talk it up a bit. Talk up a bit. We can't hear you.
Sorry about that. And I was sitting on the table, and my dad said, James, don't move. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting here eating pancakes, and I stop, and I look to my, I see this brown thing coming over. I look over, and it's a full-size cow moose sitting there eating the pancakes off my plate.
Oh, my God, that is the most Canadian thing I've ever heard.
You know what's also more Canadian? James, can you just say moose, please?
Moose.
Moose.
Well, because because the moose stole your food, we'll give you some food to make up for it. We're going to give you a grazing gift pack from the gift box code. You can sweeten up your celebration with a gift. People, remember, thank you to everyone who got involved. Yeah. Excellent stories.
I know. James, just before we let you go, did the moose like the pancake?
Well, she came back for seconds and thirds, so I guess so.
For all of today's trending news, head to nbnnews.com.au.
Okay, trending right now at hits.com.au.
Face masks, guys. Massive thing in the world right now, obviously, with Corona. Mm. Have you guys worn them yet?
No, I haven't, but I actually heard there's a local store in Cooks Hill, Papa Sven, and she's going gangbusters online because she imports all this fancy fabric and is making really stylish ones. I'm like, well, maybe I'll dabble because now they're getting trendy. They're not just that blue, disgusting material you get from the pharmacy.
All right, I've worn one to get the family swabbed a couple of times.
Right.
And they got cute little dinosaur ones for the kiddies with John.
So fun.
Is it hard to breathe in them? Do you feel a bit weird?
It's a little bit restrictive, but it's not too bad.
I saw a guy running in the park the other day here with one on. I was like, man, that's effort.
That's commitment.
You wouldn't be able to breathe. Yeah. But anyway, I talk about face masks because over in the Ukraine. How's the Ukraine feel today, Jess? Feel good?
Chilly.
Oh, it is a bit chilly in the Ukraine, weirdly. Basically, they need to wear face masks wherever they go, right? Mm. Now, a woman has gone to a post office. Don't know why. But she's gone there not wearing a face mask.
Oh, no.
Gone up to the counter and they said, look, we refuse to serve you unless you put on a face mask. So you know what? She's done the only logical thing. She's basically pulled off her undies, whacked in front of everyone, whacked them on her face, reverse, so like the undie parts over her nose, and gone, serve me now.
Wait, was she wearing... I shouldn't ask this, but do you want to ask?
How hard was it to get off?
She wearing a skirt?
It was a skirt. So okay. She just put her hands up, pulled them down so you didn't see anything, whipped them off, and then put them over her face. And they served her. Apparently she's a mother of two.
That was enough for the posties to go, all right.
Okay, if you're in the post
Here's
office.
Here's your stamps.
If you're in the post office on Beaumont Street, Jess, and they're like, please, like, you need the face mask. And you whipped off.
I mean, surely, could you just take off the top or, you know, hold the bottom of your T-shirt up
It doesn't seem as logical as the undies.
You're right. Because you need hand movement, I guess. Any other garment, you need to hold it. Whereas undies have a built-in straps, don't they?
Yeah. And apparently she was a mother of two and the kids were there. So setting a nice example.
Now they know what to do if they don't get served.
Right now.
Boys, a man has been accused of disrespecting his fiancée's family, which is a massive faux pas. You don't want to be disrespecting the in-laws at any time, but particularly in the months in the lead up to the wedding. I'm sure everyone's very, on their best behaviour. Mm. But he's been accused of this because he's refused to take part in a wedding night ritual that has allegedly been a tradition in her family for generations. The ritual being that... on the wedding night, as is known to happen, you consummate the marriage. Maybe you're ducking off straight to your honeymoon. Maybe you've hired a hotel. Maybe you're just going back to your own place.
Mm.
But there is the idea that you will, do it.
Yeah.
Apparently, in this family, the tradition is that whilst the husband and wife are doing that, the whole family stands outside the door so they can applaud the couple when they come out.
Oh.
Then a piece of the bed sheet...
I'm glad to sit out.
Yeah, when they come out of the room, when they're done. Then a piece of the bed sheet is cut off and sewn into a big tapestry that the girlfriend's mother owns.
Which piece of the fabric.
So there's a big quilt that grandma's sewing that's made out of all the sheets that the children have come through the family, all the generations, and they're making
beautiful.
this big piece, and now he's basically gone, well, I'm not going to do that when we get hitched. And she's cracked it, being like, you're disrespecting my family.
So, okay, I didn't do my head around this. Imagine, Jess, it's your wedding night, right?
Yeah.
You're with Angus.
Yeah.
It's that later that night.
Mm.
You've consummated it.
Yep.
All the fartionis are outside, right? All of a sudden
cheering and hollering, but they got vuvuzelas.
Yeah. Like. There's a creepy uncle with a cup against the door.
Yeah. Wait, is she finished? She's finished! Yes! How do you think Angus would take that?
Do you know what? He's a people pleaser, my fiancé, so I reckon he would be gun-ho.
Do they have to wait for, like, everyone to finish before the applause, or does everyone get a...
Oh, this is a great question. Or is there an encore?
Yeah. One more. Do it again. Creepy Uncle Steve.
Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And guys, it is back. The footy is back tonight. How excited are we?
Footy.
Footy.
Footy
pie, footy pie, footy pie, footy pie. That's a thing, yeah?
Footy pie, footy pie.
Footy pie, footy pie, footy pie.
Sure.
Remember the ad? Was there an ad?
I don't know if there was an ad.
I may have dreamt this. Push on, Nick.
Broncos Eels tonight, guys. And to talk about it, you know, we Australians, we love claiming people as our own. Farlap came from New Zealand, but very successful, so we'll claim him. Russell Crowe, the same. Mel Gibson, the same.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the same here with James Bracey, who's a sports commentator. Sure, he's from the Central Coast, but he worked at NXFM, guys, so we'll claim him as our own. Oh. James, good morning.
Morning, guys. I thought you were going to say I was born in New Zealand there for a while.
No, you haven't betrayed the country that badly. Just, you know, an hour south. That's fine. Now, mate, very, very interesting times. The season restarting after, obviously, a coronavirus hiatus. I'm really interested. Do you reckon that this is going to drastically change, I guess, the skill level, the rankings of the teams as a result of how disciplined they've been over the intervening time where they haven't had someone watching over their every training session?
Absolutely. That's probably the most intriguing part about this weekend, is just seeing who's come back in shape, who hasn't, and has spent a bit too much time in ISO doing what I've been up to. And if you're a professional sportsman, I don't recommend doing what I've been doing. But look, I can't wait to see. I reckon it'll really throw it out of whack. It's so bizarre knowing that it feels like the season's starting, but we've actually already got two rounds under the belt and we can look back on them for some sort of form. But, you know, we're talking a couple of months, and that's a long time in the world of footy.
As a sports commentator, you've obviously got your finger on the pulse of this sort of stuff. Have you heard any rumblings of teams that are less disciplined?
Nothing too big. You hear the whispers that because we're not seeing, you know, usually there's cameras at training sessions every day and the TV crews are there. You hear a lot of whispers of injuries that haven't been spoken about that usually might have been, which might have seen a player not be able to train for these whole 2 months. But I live on the northern beaches in Sydney now, and I've seen the Trbojevic boys scooting around on push bikes, and, you know, they've been keeping fit.
But they've got a great home gym.
They do. They're diehards. I mean, they're rugby league through and through. If there was anyone I wasn't going to worry about, it'd be the Trbojevic boys.
Yeah. Everyone else just doing body pump and body attack in their living rooms. Yeah. We don't know if they've broken a foot by kicking the TV by accident, getting too into it, you know, little high
their
kick
Zumba
or something. Their Zumba club. Oh, he's thrown his hip out. How's he done that? lifting weights as well.
On that, James, on the other side, for the commentary, because it's going to be hard for the players without fans. We know that. Motivation will be different. We'll see different teams do well with no crowd ambience and noise. Is it hard to commentate games? Will it be different? Will it impact that side of things?
Oh, I think so. No doubt about that at all. So the way we're setting it up now with the Nine broadcaster, usually I'll be there standing on the field at the start of our game going, hello and welcome, and our commentary team is up in the commentary box once the game starts and we're there, we're soaking up the atmosphere. Well, now because of the whole coronavirus thing, we're hosting from our studio at Willoughby in Sydney.
Oh,
so yeah. And then we'll be throwing to our commentary team at the ground. So we'll have a select few who'll be in the commentary box with no crowd there at all, but we'll be back in the studio because, well, one, there's no crowd there to add to our coverage, but two, safety concerns as well. There can only be a certain amount of people in the actual grounds come game day.
James, we did hear rumours that they were going to maybe toy, well, this was certainly, you know, propositioned overseas for soccer matches and that sort of stuff, but using sound effects for either the televised broadcast or the audience at home feels like there's a crowd, but even for the boys on the field, I guess, to create that atmosphere for them. Has Nine or your team worked on maybe, some sound effects?
Yeah, some canned cheering, some canned booing.
Yes,
booze is a big one.
What about in Korean soccer? They had sex dolls as crowd members.
That's right, yeah.
You floated that as well for Channel 9.
Oh, it's rugby league, baby. We can get away with anything.
Absolutely. And look, let's turn our heads to the Knights as well. Second placed, undefeated so far after two games.
but still paying a lot more for the flag than anybody else in the eight. So what do you think their chances are like? How disciplined do you reckon they would have been over the break?
Oh, hugely. I think Adam O'Brien, their new coach, he's come from great pedigree in rugby league world, and he would have done a great job. We've actually had the chance to speak over the last couple of months to some of the gang from the Knights on our online shows at Nine, and to get a great insight into what they've been up to, and they've all been pretty disciplined. And I think the recruitment of Andrew McCulloch, so he played for Queensland, he'll be a real safe set of hands at hooker for the Knights. They needed someone with young Brayley injured for the year, so I'm feeling really confident about Newcastle. 2 from 2 to start the year. Reckon they would have handled the break well. I reckon out of any of the teams, they'll be the ones to watch this season. No doubt about that, guys.
Have you heard anything on Andrew McCulloch in camp? Because obviously his training with the Knights has been immediately, but it came out again that he's set to sign another deal. He's only playing with the Knights for this season, and then he's done. He's moving elsewhere. So how's that sit with the camp? I mean, I don't know if you've heard any inside goss or how the guys are feeling about it.
Well, I think a lot of it is... I mean, he was recruited pretty much to fill that role because of Brayley's injury, to come in and take that spot. So it works for this year, but then the Knights are investing in Brayley. They've got some depth there, but not enough. So I think he fills the gap this year, but he's going to look after himself. The Bulldogs are one of those clubs that have a lot of money to spend at the moment, and a player like Andrew McCulloch, back end of his career, he'll probably be looking more probably at the finances than the opportunity, I would say.
Yes. Well, NRL kicks off tonight. Broncos versus Eels 7:30. Our Knights play on Sunday versus the Panthers at 4:05. James Bracey from Wild World, the sports commentary team. Thanks so much for your time, mate, and good luck.
Good to get back to work tonight, guys. Can't wait. Enjoy the footy.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Newcastle's Hit 106.9.
You know what time it is, boys.
Showtime.
Oh, no.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
It's Alpha Bucks, the showdown edition time. If you want to, if you think you can, take on one of us in Alpha Bucks. You just need to call 13 10 60. If you beat us, we'll hand over the prize.
Yeah.
But if you don't, suck it.
I reckon people are suck at people listening to us. I reckon people are scared to play you, Jess.
Chickens.
I mean, if you can beat, I mean, it's up to you. Who are you going to pick? But chickens. 13, 10, 60.
You won't take her.
Oh, give us a call. 13, 10, 60.
The Iconic, your destination for the biggest fashion and sportswear brands all in one place. Delivered to you.
Hit 106.9.
The Showdown Edition.
Yes, it is Nick, Jess and Ducko with you. Alpha Bucks time, guys. 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. If you're unsure of a question, you can say pass and we'll come back only if there's time. But now it's the showdown, so you need to pick either Jessica or Nicholas to go up against.
Oh, so, Jenna, cool. In Bonnells Bay, who do you choose?
Jess, please.
All right, get out, Jess. Go into the cone of silence.
Use your manners now, Jenna, because I'm about to school you.
Let me put the cone on you. There we go.
All right, in she goes, Jenna. Now, how do you normally go at this game when you're playing in the car and stuff like that?
I absolutely suck.
Okay, great.
The
good
confidence
start.
Is oozing.
Well, maybe even though she can't hear you, do you want to say something, you know, derogatory about Jess, perhaps, to trash talk her, get in her head?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, good chat. Okay,
very good. All right, well, here we go. Your time will start after the first question. Your letter is the letter G for good times.
Good times.
Are you ready to game?
Ready.
Here we go. Starting with the letter G, we need you to name a car part.
Dizzy.
A pet.
Goat.
A guinea, a phone app.
Google.
A sport.
Pass.
A singer.
Pass.
A dessert.
Pass.
A verb.
Pass.
A flower.
Time.
Hey, we're out of time there. I managed to get three. So Jess, we're going to have to get her out of the cone of silence now to try and beat. How's your confidence at the moment, Jenna?
Terrible.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, let me get Jess out of the cone.
Okay,
how'd
Jess,
she go?
You've got three to beat.
Oh, just look
thanks,
at the
Jenna.
Oh, she's freaking chat at you, Jenna.
Okay.
Do you want to trash talk Jenna before we start, Jess?
I think her score trash talked herself there.
Oh!
All right, here we go, Jess. Your letter today is the letter G.
G.
G for good times.
Good times.
Time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter G, we need you to name a car part.
Gear.
A pet.
Goat.
A phone app.
Google.
A sport.
Golf.
And now, I would like you to name a singer.
Pass.
A dessert.
Ganache.
A verb.
Going.
A flower.
Gerbera.
An AFL team.
Geelong Cats.
A movie.
Gone with the Wind.
A singer.
Oh, time is...
I only got nine, Jess.
Damn it, hang on, a singer. Greta, no. Singer.
Gautier, George Ezra, Jerry Halliwell.
George Ezra.
Jerry Halliwell. Ginger Spice. Jenna.
Tough break there, Jenna. She tripled your score, but that's all right. You had a crack.
And Nick was even going fast for Jess, too.
Not bad, Jess.
Thanks, Jenna. Thanks for playing, babe. It's my favourite game. Can you tell?
I can tell.
She's undefeated. She holds the mantle of being undefeated thus far.
No one can decrown the queen. Unlucky, you didn't get the $300 to spend at the Iconic. You can save up to 70% with the Iconic's end of season sale, plus free shipping and returns of over $50. Shop at theiconic.com.au.
Thanks for adding to my wardrobe, Jenna. I really appreciate that. Mama needed some new shoes.
Hey, coming up, NRL season kicks off. We have exclusive audio of how the game is going to sound with COVID restrictions, guys.
They've done a test game. We've got the commentary coming up in half a...
13:10 this morning. We're asking, what won't you do in front of your partner? Because some new research has emerged that says 50% of couples will pee in front of each other, which means quick maths, Nico, what's left?
What was it,
57?
Oh, 43.
43% of people will not go to the bathroom in front of their partner. And this is an area we've played in before, boys. Are we a fully open door couple?
Yeah.
That's
right, Georgette, not a fan.
We're closed doors. Well, I'm not a huge fan either. Like to remove that magic.
Oh, just the number one? I mean, obviously the number two, I understand.
We don't even shower in front of each other.
What?
Even though I wouldn't mind a little peek every now and then, but...
Ooh, like the mist and steam and stuff. Do a little Titanic action. And this is the area I want to get into, because I think it's pretty well known that the peeing and the bathroom stuff is... It's still taboo and not everyone does it. But, yeah, what are the other things you just refuse to do in front of your favourite person in the world? For me, boys, I... been with Angus for going on 2 years now where, you know, we've lived together, we've shared everything. I refuse to put roll-on deodorant on in front of him because very close second to the belly button, I find the armpit to be the most disgusting part of the human body.
Yeah, but you're touching it yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, but I have to raise the arm, exposing the armpit area.
Are you waxed under there? Are you whatever you do under there?
Shave.
It's shaved.
Oh, yeah, lasered actually. Lasered,
yeah.
Yes,
it's clean. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't...
I know. Even with the lack of hair, I just find the way the muscles protrude as your arm meets your shoulder and the curvature of the whole area.
I just don't like it.
I hate it so much. And lifting my arm up, I feel really primate-y, and I'm like, do I look like
it is a weird
a little chimpanzee? And I don't want him seeing me in this very vulnerable position, so I don't do it in front of him.
Is that stick down? Is the fear that he'll go, man, this is my soulmate, the love of my life, but, oh, look at that armpit.
Look at those armpits.
Yeah.
A little bit. I just find it really unattractive. You know, sometimes you catch a glimpse of yourself doing something, you're like, ugh, is that what my face looks like? Or someone's taking you at a really bad angle or photo, you're like, ugh, is that what I look like?
Yeah.
Every time I see that image of myself with the arm up.
Did he ever have issues with it? Like, did he ever, or was he like, what are you doing?
Well, I have to leave the ensuite. We've only just got a small ensuite there, so it's pretty, you know, on top of each other if we are both getting ready. I have to leave and go into the wardrobe and...
Why deodorize in the wardrobe?
And come back out.
Because you're such an open person normally.
Can't
I find that very odd.
Poop in front of him.
Yeah. There's
Isn't
Nick not having
thing?
A shower with his
I
wife.
Know. And like, this is going to sound really creepy as a compliment, but your armpits are fine, doll. They look great.
Thank you.
All the armpits are all good.
Icky.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't think there's anything Morgan and I don't do in front of each other. There was a while there where she didn't like me watching her exercise.
Oh, I don't like
God,
that.
Oh, my God, me too.
Because she interrupts.
Oh, she interrupts you doing it.
Yeah.
Not because you're getting sweaty and you get all angry and really competitive.
I try and give her a hug at the end of every workout.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get away. Come here, babe. Look at me. Yeah. Sweaty hot mess.
Dripping. Oh, my God. No, I have to add that on as well. You guys know I'm partial to a bit of a dance class in the living room. The shabam, the bar rag, as we learned this week. And it's a bit compromising trying to practice some of these, you know.
You're only doing your Zumba.
Hip-hop cardio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Moving around.
You can look a bit stupid.
Hitting the coffee table. So 131060, what won't you do in front of each other? Give us a call. We do have a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens up for grabs. So give us a call. And right now on 131060, we're asking the question, what won't you do in front of your partner?
Yes, after some new research has emerged, which says 43% of couples will not pee in front of each other. Doesn't matter the length of the relationship, the seriousness of the relationship, how long into it they are. 43% have a closed door policy, which begs the question, what other things aren't people doing with their favourite person on the universe? Yeah. For me, it's putting roll-on deodorant on because armpits are disgusting. I don't like putting my arm up like a monkey.
For Nick, it's showering with his wife. Like being
just any bathroom activity. We just keep it to ourselves.
Man, I can't believe that. You have separate bathrooms.
Yeah. We got our own little bathroom. I mean, Georgia doesn't really use cosmetics, but I'd like to say because we've got to fit all the cosmetics in there. But she's got one tiny shelf, I think, which has eyeliner and a toothbrush. Elliot Wolford on Facebook says, "Clean the house is what I won't do in front of my partner. I don't want her to see that I can actually do it."
Oh. He's actually got a hidden talent of cleaning. Turns out everyone can do it.
Jacob is in Warners Bay. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Excellent, thank you. What won't you do in front of your partner?
I actually won't shave my face in front of my partner.
Oh, why?
She's a hairdresser by trade, so she's very picky on how I look every day. So it's very hard to shave my face in front of her because she gets very, oh, no, don't do that, do this, do this.
Does she ask to do it for you?
Sometimes she will, but, yeah, majority of the time I like to do it myself.
She just likes to critique.
Yeah, so her job, you think she'll be better at it and give you critique. I'm the same. My wife's a doctor and I don't like to perform complex surgical procedures on strangers.
Fair.
In front of her.
Vaccine driving. Go on. Jessica is in Aberglasen. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
What won't you do in front of your partner?
I won't reverse park.
Oh, brilliant one.
That's hard to
do. Talk about backseat driver.
Yeah, that's hard to do. What, does he give you pressure? Does he throw a bit of banter at you? Or
no, it's not actually that. His job involves driving big trucks and operating machines. So he kind of went there and it's like this ace effort. I do it and it's kind of like, no, bless you, try.
Oh, that is fantastic, Jess. Thanks so much for getting involved. We're going to hook you up with a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens. They've reopened. You can book tickets online, but you and the family can go enjoy that.
Don't you park.
Yeah, yes. Hubby will drive.
Am I weird? So this is the segment every week where one of us gets to reveal something we're doing, thinking or saying to the group. And we get to judge wholeheartedly whether or not they are, in fact, weird. Ducko, what's going on in your weird little life?
What a weird little life. I had to use little, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes. Do you want to drill down why?
Okay. So there's something that I can't do when people are watching, and it's not toilet related.
Oh.
Yeah, at all. Okay. So whenever I am, if I'm texting, if I'm typing, or if I'm writing, if someone is looking over my shoulder, or just like pretend it's like, I don't know, like in this system we have here, you guys can see the screens because I press all the buttons. Mm-hmm. And you guys are like, Ducko, can you get this song for me? And I'm like, okay, sure. And I can see you guys looking at what I'm typing. I freak out and I cannot type it. I lose all concept of spelling. I lose all concept of what I'm looking for. And and that's why you guys, have you noticed most of the time you're like, oh, I think it's a C, an S. I just can't do it. My brain doesn't work that way.
You get performance anxiety.
Exactly. When I'm texting, if Morgan, my partner's looking over my shoulder and she's reading me, I have to stop. I'm like, please, you can't do this. I cannot do anything with someone watching me do it. If it's typing or any of that.
And yet peeing in front of people, no problem.
No problem.
Isn't that strange?
Okay. Well, give us a countdown.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Not I think it's a little weird. Oh, okay.
I think it's a little weird.
You get performance anxiety with typing as well?
No, I don't get performance anxiety, but someone in my family does. She's not very comfortable with people watching because she's not a confident writer.
Right.
And she, like, gets a little bit shirty that she'll make a mistake in front of people,
yeah,
or that she'll have made a mistake and know to remedy it, but someone will pick her up on it and think less of her and stuff like that.
Oh, it's a real psychological thing,
because
isn't it?
Yeah. Whenever you make a spelling mistake, everyone picks up on it, or one or two people pick up on it. You know what I mean?
But wouldn't you rather that?
Yeah.
And then you can go on with your day but having spelt that word correctly.
But then it's sort of embarrassing because I don't. Then I will not remember how to spell it because I'm too focused on the fact that someone's pulled me up on it. But so I'm like, duh.
And I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but you seem to dish out texts with no proofreading whatsoever. Like,
is Morgan always over your shoulder? You get stressed.
Your concern doesn't seem to stretch
past
the anxiety of someone thinking you've got it wrong actually correcting anything that's blatantly wrong.
You're right, I'm a bad text. I don't even much punctual. Sometimes I'll send a text to you guys and no one replies or no one laughs. I'm like, why didn't they?
Because I've left out half the sentence.
Yeah. The word small isn't spelt with the number 45 in the middle of it.
I get excited.
Is that why you like emojis so much?
Maybe.
Eliminates the use of... Yeah.
Possibly. And I know what you're saying, Nick, but I don't know. It's just... I feel like if I've done it and I've sent it, it's right. It's right, even though it might be wrong. But if someone's looking at me and looking at the way I'm constructing something, they see how my brain's operating. And I feel so vulnerable.
Well, how can we help you in this very room? If you're getting performance anxiety in front of us, when you're Googling, when you're searching, how do we just...
What can you... Do you close your eyes?
The horse blinkers on, man.
It's probably worse in this room because I know Nick is a stickler for the rules. He's a stickler for correction. You know what I mean?
I do like grammar.
Yeah, you
do. But I'm wary of correcting. And the only time I'll correct is when I think it will affect somebody being judged by other people.
If
it's written just for yourself, then I don't care if you can make all the glaring errors in the world. But the only time I'll correct is if it's going on some kind of public forum or other people are going to see it.
Yeah.
And I want you to put forward the best product.
No, I get that. The public thing I understand. It's just the little in stuff. It's the personal stuff. You know what I mean? It's really hard.
Okay, we'll stop being so judgmental. How about that?
Yeah,
does that make you feel better?
It makes me feel a lot better.
And we'll pointedly look away whenever you're talking.
It's going to be so awkward now. You're like, guys, can we get this? I'll be like looking at you like the elephant in the room.
We'll leave.
Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
Hit 106.9.
That's pretty much all from us, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. Tomorrow, the Big Friday Takeaway. Make sure you get some takeaway.
We also got Do You or Don't You tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Do You, Don't You?
Yes. Well, we find out. Do You.
Don't You.
Or do you? We always get the order wrong, don't we? We're going to perfect that. You think we would have done that being professionals?
100%.
Channel the PCD, the Pussycat Dolls.
We really do. I am Nicole Scherzinger.
What's happened to the PCD?
Oh, Nicole, they're doing some stuff.
Are they back together?
That's right. They released a new one.
Oh, God. It must have been good.
Yeah, it's been...
Yeah, then Corona struck and they all had to isolate separately, Ducko.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Because everyone's ears were getting infected by music.
By their music.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What? Leave them. They're good.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye-bye.
Totally.
Bye, Felicia.
Even though I wouldn't mind a little peek every now and then.
Enjoy Nick, Jess and Ducko anywhere, anytime. Download the Hit app and subscribe to the Catch Up Podcast now.